When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I collect voices of women, formulate their priorities, opinions, rights, inspirations, dreams into reports. I defend for their visibility, for their participation, representations, by amplifying their voices. This is my main mission in life.
That is Wamid Shakur. She's an activist and a writer in Yemen, but she sees her most important role as a witness to how the brutal civil war there is affecting women. Wamid spends her time documenting the lives and deaths of women in her country, how they survive, what they need, and what they want their future to be. I'm Alain Verveer, and this is Seneca's 100 Women to Hear. We are bringing you 100 of the world's most inspiring and history-making women you need to hear. Yemen is a tough place for anyone right now. It ranks last out of 167 countries on the Women's Equality Index that the Georgetown Institute for Women, Peace, and Security publishes every other year. Civil war has been raging there for 5 years, and more than 100,000 people have died. Both men and women have suffered immensely, but Wamid worries that the impact on women will be overlooked.
We care of injured people. We cry even. We do everything. But at the end of the day, we still don't have any reward.
For the most part, women are supposed to stay silent in Yemen. They are rarely heard or even seen. Women can't leave their houses without their husband's permission. They're not recognized as full people before the court. So it's not easy to document the lives of women in Yemen, but Wamid continues to try. The story you are about to hear from Wamid reaches us thanks to the very brave work of a young female journalist in Yemen named Suwad Amd. Being a journalist in Yemen is dangerous. Kidnappings and attacks are common. Many journalists have paid with their lives for reporting out in the open. So I want to thank Suwad, who has chosen a career path that really makes a difference in her home country. Wamid's story, as told by Suwad, which you are about to hear, appeared recently on the podcast Seeking Peace, produced by the Georgetown Institute for Women, Peace, and Security. Listen and learn why Wamid Shakur is one of Seneca's 100 Women to Hear.
أهلا بالجميع. أنا زوجة المختطف قصرا عادل محمد صالح حداد.
You are hearing women from Aden, a city in the south of Yemen. Aden is the capital, and there are a lot of bombings and terrorist attack. It is dangerous for everyone, but especially for women. This woman says that her husband has been in the prison with no charges. For 4 years, she has not seen him. She says she wanted to know where her husband lived, but the security officer asked for sexual favors. She has been insulted and pushed. She says that she is lucky because the other wives and mothers of the prisoners have been beaten and shot. I shared this voice message with Wamid Shakir, an activist here in Yemen, who record these abuses. Wamid, make sure that the government and the rest of the world know what's happening in Yemen, so they can do something about it.
Every day we need new research. We have new problems. We have new findings to be assessed, to be measured.
Wamid is a researcher. This means that she's interviewed women, many women, day after day. She keeps track of these women, their life, and their problems. She also records disappearances and death. With this, Wamid maintains a database that she uses to write the report. Then, she sends this report to the international bodies like the UN.
Basically, I am a researcher, and I'm a chairperson of ITAR Foundation. We assess what peace and security means to young people, women and men.
We may think that there is nothing extraordinary about counting women and their problems. That may be true somewhere else, but here in Yemen, we don't have a state to do it. We have two governments locked in a civil war. Every day, there are bombings and terrorist attacks. And women cannot go alone to the street in the most of the country because of the social norms. Thanks to Wamid, we know what's really happening to women here in Yemen.
The current situation is very catastrophic for everybody in Yemen, especially women and children.
When I met Wamid, she was in the meeting with women activists who work in Yemen. They do the same type of research. She was encouraging them to keep up their work. As Wamid says, here in Yemen, it's difficult to find women doing research and other academic work. Women are often busy with their traditional role. They run their homes, they cook, they feed their children. They take care of their parents when they get old. And when they do work outside the home, they tend to go into healthcare or education. Wamid has built a reputation as one of the few writers in the local newspaper.
I write about women's contribution to intellectual life. To be a writer brings you more power, especially in newspapers and media. You have a name as a writer. It builds your image powerfully. And it facilitates your activism. I represent the needs and the interests of women. To bring also gender-sensitive approaches to Arab styles of writing.
Seneca's 100 Women to Hear will be back after this short break.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey, this is Jody Sweeten from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wamil advocates for ambitious goal. She wants to build stable Yemen, free of corruption, with a functioning and gender-responsive government. When I ask for her resume, the document she sent is 10 pages long, and it has 39 reports and policy papers with titles like Internet and Women Movement in Yemen. This is from the first days of the Arab Spring in 2011, when young people, men and women, took to the streets in protest. The number of women who came out was surprising to many. Here, they are chanting, "We want to build civil state for all men and women." Wamil was also there.
I was a protester, like everyone else, like every young man, like every young woman. But my role exactly was to integrate women movement into national movement and to make that women movement taking the lead.
So Wamil was in the streets when the police attacked protesters. In response, she urged Watan, a women's coalition in Yemen, to ask help from an unlikely ally.
When the protest started by young men, by the students of Sana'a University, and they were beaten in the street in front of everybody, I suggested to write a letter to sheikhs of Yemen, all sheikhs of Yemen, calling them to intervene and to protect the traditions of Yemeni people, which protect civilians, protect unarmed people, and protect women especially.
And the sheikh represents one of the most traditional sector of the Yemeni society, the tribes. And it was a surprise when the tribes agreed to help the protester.
And that movement decided to partner with tribes. Normally, women movements or civil movements, they feel tribe or tribal structure as enemy. But in Yemen and during 2011, we found out that they are not enemies and they have good assets that if we use as women, we will be supported and successful. This is what I wrote in one of my reports, that even the protest took advantages of the Yemeni culture.
After the regime fell, a national dialogue conference was formed. Women represented 27% of the total membership. There was a hope in the future. But then, the civil war started. while the advances in women's rights were put on hold. For many in Yemen, life now is much worse than it was before the Arab Spring. More than 100,000 people have been killed, many of them men, leaving women as the only caretakers for their families.
And just imagine how women's situation can be under this. Plus, we have the violence, hostile operations everywhere. And women who have their young people, their young son, participating in the conflict, in the war, being arrested, being killed, being injured. This is the situation of women. They are carrying only burden, carrying only suffering over their shoulders. Will women be protected better in the future? Be compensated? Be appreciated, acknowledged?
Right now, the future can be hard to imagine, but Wameed knows that if the burden the women are carrying is not documented, there will be no record of their sacrifice, no memory of what they suffered. This is why she's interviewing other women and writing reports about them. This is Huda Tahir, another woman, a young activist. She tells me that Wameed is a role model for women in Yemen, a beacon for what they can be and what they can do with their lives. But being a beacon is dangerous in Yemen. Wameed knows she is a target for some radical groups here.
I don't go from my house a lot. My kids, they don't go out a lot. I have to take extra precaution to protect them. Of course, we have to wash our expression over social media, over newspapers or writing, even verbal communication. We have to keep low profile, keeping independency, keeping good relations with different parties.
Like most of the work women do here in Yemen, Wameed tries to do hers quietly, but she's louder than most. She certainly does not hide her views.
No one in Yemen feels safe. I told you, it's not security only, which means ending violence, and to have security is to have good police and security forces and programs in Yemen. It is human security. Freedom of speech is not there.
All this research that Wameed does is like a record of everything that happens to women here in Yemen. And it can be used by the future government and international community to design specific policies. Because as Wameed usually says, more important than research is turning that research into real change.
Such bravery. The civil war in Yemen continues, and women like Wameed and Suad are still working tirelessly to support those in need. Here are three things I took from that story. First, numbers are not just numbers. They mean something. Without people like Wameed, no one would be tallying up the civil war's devastating effect on women. Wameed collects data and stories and facts and turns them into an unforgettable picture of Yemen today. Second, Wameed shows us the power of building bridges. Back in 2011, during the Arab Spring, she and her women's group took part in anti-government protests where they were beaten by the police. At Wameed's urging, the group got help from some unlikely allies, Yemen's conservative sheikhs. Finally, Wameed forcefully reminds us why women's voices need to be heard. She uses her platform in the media to tell women's stories, showcase their needs, and hopefully bring real change to her country. Tune in next Tuesday to hear about our next featured woman, and discover why she's one of Seneca's 100 Women to Hear.
Seneca's 100 Women to Hear is a collaboration between the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio, with support from founding partner P&G. Have a great day.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.